skillful hand, because the yod had to touch the string, which was the upper belly of a sheep gut string that had to be taken from only the upper belly, because something had to be sacrificed to release the sound of Yad Yudah. Are you with me? So there's a lot of things musicologically and technically that went into this process. And he would say, so to thank and to praise, to rave, boast, and be clamorously foolish. We need just radical, crazy, wild people worshiping God. Hallelujah, halal, Yah, the uncreated God, the one who created it all with light. Now, this word hallelujah, halal, Yah, is to rave, boast, be clamorously foolish, act madly, and watch, radiate, and to shine. So if you're going to radiate and shine, you're going to halal Yah. So musicians, you are carrying the one who is worthy to be halaled, is the Yehovah who created it all. Now when you release that sound, that dimension of your praise, the light of God's glory invades the darkness of those that are in your midst, because you're carrying your song. You're walking about carrying and releasing your sound or your song. And then the third one was, to thank, to praise. You'll be my halaler. Rave, boast, be clamorously foolish. We got a yadar, a thanker, a halaler, and what's your name?
Kendrell.
Kendrell. Yeah. How pretty. Okay. And I notice Kendrell is taking notes. You know why she's taking notes? Because she will remember the things that I'm saying. She'll remember them. And when she brings them back at another time, God will give her revelation that I don't know anything about. Because she's being a faithful steward of taking advantage of what God has spoken to her, God will multiply it. See that? Now, this zekar, to thank, to praise, and King James says, and to record. That's the third office. Record. She's recording my words. That's what she's doing. But this word record means to remember or commemorate or to scribe for two reasons. The tabernacle of David is about remembering the mighty acts of God and bringing them to a now song. So you're sustaining or suspending, like the Selah of Scripture. You're Selahing, suspending the sound of God's word, thereby causing it to be a covenantal authority, suspending his purpose from generation to generation. That's why David would write a song and he'd say, get this over to the chief musician upon so-and-so, this is a truth that will endure to all generations. So the song had to be carried on from the first song, the song of creation. Now, when she's writing this stuff down, here's the way it works.